It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A gun used in the shooting that killed 10 people at a King Soopers on Monday may have been banned in Boulder just 4 days prior. A judge last week threw out a 2018 ordinance that banned assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines in the city, saying it violated state law. Boulder Mayor Sam Weaver tells NPR the city may appeal to the state Supreme Court.
We're what's called a home rule city, which means we have statutory authority to create our own laws. We would like to stop the state from telling us what to do.
Weaver also called on state leaders to introduce their own version of Boulder's restrictions. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett paid tribute to those who were killed at the King Soopers in the Senate Wednesday. Standing next to photos of the 10 victims, Bennett said a generation has grown up under the specter of gun violence.
Boulder will heal, but this scar will always be there. My daughter's generation will always bear the burden of a national government that did nothing to protect them.
He urged his colleagues to pass bills to reduce gun violence, including legislation on universal background checks and mental health services. Colorado's health department tweaked its COVID-19 response dial for the third time Wednesday. It eases some restrictions on businesses like restaurants, bars, and gyms. The move comes with the state's positivity rate hovering around 4%, a rate that eases worries but doesn't fully dampen the disease. A group representing local public health officials sent a letter to the governor's team urging the state to keep its mask mandate until the end of May. Denver's public health director, Bob McDonald, says changing restrictions and easing capacity limits and then doing the same for masks would be too much too fast.
Masks are proven an effective control measure.
There's more on the new COVID dial and the state's current pandemic restrictions at CPR.org. And it's 6 minutes after six. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.